It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the staycation setup. Welcome to the show. This is where we catch up cheaters live on your radio. We got Abby on the line with us. Miss Abby, you think your man is cheating after catching him on your AirTag tracker?
Oh, my God. Yes. Good morning, you guys.
Morning. So you seem very insecure about your relationship if you have an AirTagger on your man. I'm just going to put that out there real quick, Abby.
Give me a second here, okay? I am not insecure. I'm a very confident lady, okay? But a couple of days ago, my boyfriend, Dominic, he came back from a weekend trip with his friends. And before he left, he never has his own shit. He borrowed my duffel bag so he wouldn't have to take a whole suitcase, right? And I travel often for work, and I use that bag a lot, and I bought an AirTag to track it.
Gotcha.
Like, in case, it's awesome if you lose your luggage, okay?
Right.
Gotcha. And I swear to you guys, like, I forgot that I left it in there. I didn't even think about it. And I could have sworn, like, usually I take it out. I don't know. I got distracted. I guess I didn't take it out. And then I realized it was probably still in the bag that Dom took. So when I opened the app to look for the AirTag, it showed he was in Northern California. And for context, that's where Dom is from and where his ex, he dated for 5 years.
There it is. Okay. So
that's Emma.
Okay. So he said he was going to be in San Diego and he was in Northern Cali.
Yes. He never updated to me that he was going to be in Northern Cali. And if he wasn't hiding anything, why didn't he tell me? But instead, he continued the lie from updating me as if he was in San Diego.
Let's take a breath here. So when you find out the AirTag, he's in Northern Cali, do you call him right away and either ask him where the hell he's at, or do you set him up like, hey, where are you? Let me see where you're at.
I mean, he was updating me like he was in San Diego, but when I saw the tag, when I opened the app, I FaceTimed him after looking at it. He didn't answer, and he called back hours later. Sorry, I'm getting mad just thinking about it. So since he wanted to lie, I didn't say anything.
Gotcha.
And when he got back home, I said, hey, show me some pictures, you know what I mean, and some videos. And he's like, oh, I didn't take any, which is rare for him, right? And so that pissed me off even more. So I waited to confront him. And then I was like, I want to call him, and I want to, you know, if I catch him off guard, I'm sure he'll be more comfortable telling the truth. I think he lied. I think he went to see his ex, and I have no idea how or when they reconnected.
Now, you said her name was Emma?
Yes, her name's Emma.
Do you know why they had broke up in the first place? And I asked that question because I'm wondering if he cheated on her, and kind of like the old saying, once a cheater, always a cheater kind of situation.
You know what? A lot of guys say this is not every guy, but I think he was, oh, my ex is crazy. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. She thought I cheated.
Most of the time, that's true, by the way.
Sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
You know, he was like, my ex is crazy. She thought I cheated on her, you know, and I'm like, did you? And he's like, of course not. Okay. Maybe that was a red flag, but.
All right. You're going 1,000 miles an hour. Hold on. You got to take a breath here. You're giving me anxiety talking to you. So he's in the Bay Area, Northern Cali. He said he was going to be in San Diego. You catch him up, so he continues to lie. So, yeah, obviously, if he's lying about this, that's where his ex lives. I can understand everything you're talking about is valid. So what we'll do is we'll have Sienna call your man Dominic up, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and then simply ask the question, Sienna.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him who he'd like to bring on this free romantic stay, and then we'll find out if he's trying to get back with his ex or if he picks you.
Yeah. Now, Miss Abby, if he does not pick you, is it automatically over? We do have free counseling. You want to work it out? Or is it a wrap?
What do you think?
You want to work it out and you're going to propose to him.
Right. On the show.
On the show. No, nothing like that.
No.
Okay. Yeah. No.
And I will take some free counseling, please.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a first. We have this counselor here. She almost never works because no one wants to stick to counseling. But if he's cheating, we'll give you the free counseling and work through that.
Great.
Okay, we got you. Let's find out. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Dominic?
Speaking, may I ask who's calling?
Hey, Dominic, my name is Selena's calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
I'm good, thank you. I don't know how you got my number, but I would appreciate if you took it off.
Yeah, well, I can explain that really quick. We saw you really present on Google and Yelp reviews, so we pulled information from that site so we can reach you, and we wanted to gift you and a guest a free stay here at the Aurora Hotel in exchange for a review of your whole experience.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, cool.
Congratulations, Dominic. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address the sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Well, we'll definitely be saucy.
Okay, what are we thinking? I know I'm kind of putting you on spot.
How about this? I hate when you're not with me. Let's enjoy tonight.
Oh, okay. Perfect. I like that. And, you know, when I set these up, I just want to get to know the couple that we'll be hosting for the weekend. So I just wanted to ask how long you've been seeing this person.
Well, it's sort of been an on and off thing. She's not in the area, so...
Oh, okay.
You know, we've been in contact.
Okay. Well, we would love to host you and that person so they can get familiar with our hotel as well as the area here. But I don't want to pry too much into your relationship or what you have going on. So just one more question for you, Dominic. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Emma.
What the f***, Dom? Clearly you're with this and not with your friends.
Hey, Dom. Hope you don't mind if I call you Dom. She did. So legally, we got to let you know something. Dom, you're live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. And we have your girl, Abby, on the line who heard this whole conversation.
I forgot I had my AirTag in that bag when I let you borrow it. I opened up my app and it showed you weren't where you said you were going to be. You're with your f***ing ex. Why else would you say her name?
Wait, you tracked me? That's not the point.
And by the way, no one was stalking you. You got caught, but I left my AirTag in there. So no, I wasn't tracking you.
I think you're making this to be a bigger deal than it needs to be. I'm a grown ass man, and I don't need someone keeping tabs on me wherever I'm going.
Oh my God, forget about that. That's not the point. You literally lied to me about going on a guy's trip for the weekend in San Diego, and you went to see your ex instead.
Instead of trying to just ask me straight up, you're just testing me, blindsiding me?
I gave you multiple opportunities to tell me the truth.
Whatever. I'm over this. I'm done being embarrassed in front of people I don't even know, and they're probably judging us right now.
No judgment.
Why would you think that?
Yeah, no judgment.
You're done? I'm done. I hope whatever this long-distance relationship is with this I hope it doesn't work out because it wasn't worth it. You're a person, and I don't think you deserve anything good.
Dominic, so if you still had feelings for your ex, why not break it up with Abby and try to work it out with your ex?
I don't need to answer questions of people I don't know.
I mean, you should. The note said what?
The note said, I hate when you're not with me. Let's enjoy tonight.
Ooh.
That's pretty intimate, Dom.
I don't need to explain myself to people I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's it. Dom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Look, I gave him an opportunity.
See you later, Dom.
Yeah.
I mean, Dom.
Yeah. Dominic.
Dominic.
Are we really going to make the dad jokes right now?
Come on. It was pretty good, though, right?
I thought so. I'm a dad.
I'm a dog dad.
So, Abby, yeah, this guy, you could just tell you deserve better than this guy. He's never over his ex. And
well, he doesn't know what to say. That's why he said that.
Yeah, he got caught in a big lie. Well, you said you wanted those counseling services, so I can get you that info off air, okay?
That's true.
Thank you. At least I know now.
All right, hold on right there. We're going to connect you to this counselor. Hold on, okay?
Yes.
Hey, listen, I don't condone cheating.
No.
But I would cheat on her every other Tuesday. Are you kidding me? This guy couldn't even get a word in.
I mean, she was riled up. I think we have to give her some benefit of the doubt.
So annoying.
Can I give you guys a Caucasian phrase?
Please.
Sure. I wish you could just put a lid on her.
Yeah.
You know?
Gosh. I guess she has every right, very valid to be upset, but I don't feel like she talks a lot because she was upset. I feel like she just talks a lot because she talks a lot.
She just likes to talk a lot.
Oh my goodness. Good luck to Dominic and Gabby Abby.